Hello, welcome back to the EcoTalk podcast. I'm Gianna.
I'm Angela.
I'm Garisha.
I'm Yashika.
I'm Xavier.
I'm Elliot.
I'm Mabel.
Yes, okay. So something we all have in common is that we're all students, especially during distance learning. It has been a big change for both students and teachers. So this podcast is specifically dedicated to talking about how we can make easy and quick adjustments to our learning at home or hybrid to be more productive, proficient, and of course, sustainable, because knowledge is power. We will be discussing of how to make your learning life a lot easier, but also help save your future with tips and tricks.
We have a total of 8 sections. This episode will help us navigate the challenges of distance learning and level up our mojo.
Let's talk about it. Woo! Okay, so section 1 is pretty simple concept. How can we minimize our plastic as much as possible, and what does it mean to be sustainable? So being sustainable is about being ethical about your choices, especially as a student. You want to be choosing the best options possible, and that will reduce your carbon footprint and also reduce greenhouse gases like methane and CO2, and overall help the environment, especially in our climate crisis.
For one thing, you can, as a student, we all have projects, and in each project we like to use creative materials, and one of them is glitter. And I know glitter is amazing, but try and use little of these type of resources in your projects. Microplastics are extremely harmful to the environment. They make their ways into rivers and lakes and are a huge source of contamination, and it can disrupt hormones in animals even after it has broken down.
Yeah, glitter is dangerous, kids. Beware of the glitter. That's actually a really interesting insight, Angela. I definitely did not know that. Something I also want to touch base on is transportation, which is probably the easiest thing you can do, is kind of adjust your transportation. Because we're at home distance learning, it's probably easier to not use your car as much, or because obviously cars burn fossil fuels, which emit CO2 into the atmosphere, which worsen the state of climate change, and the cycle continues. And so with transportation, the most eco-friendly options are to carpool, to walk, or bike, and it's also better exercise. Something else to do when you're inventorying on the products you have, let's just talk about your home life in your dorm room or in your house. You really want to ask yourself, do I need this brand? So for example, if you're looking at a Pantene hair conditioner bottle, like, do I need this brand, or can I try a more eco-friendly brand like Love Beauty and Planet? And you can also have this mentality when choosing your school supplies as well, because there's definitely a lot of big brands, and even like mechanical pencils, you can think, what would be the more eco-friendly option, and can I part with a mechanical pencil for a regular pencil?
Yeah, exactly. Going along with what Gianna said, another way to lessen your usage of plastic is to make sure that the stationery you buy isn't all entirely made of plastic. For example, some pens that run out of ink easily from like the dollar store, they're still plastic, so.
Yeah, and then also recycling stationery too. You can check around your schools or local office supply stores for recycling programs where you can recycle your pens. Also donate and try to use what you have as much as possible.
Also, to add on to school supplies, you can use paper folders instead of plastic folders. So cheaper than getting the plastic folders, and reuse your folders as much as you can. It doesn't mean the new school year starts and you have to get new folders. You can just reuse your old ones that you have. You can like decorate them with like drawing things on them and things like that. Also, try to keep the backpack that you've had for as long, because most backpacks are made with like plastic materials, like plastic threads. So try to keep your backpack as much as you can. And then if you absolutely have to, since it has holes in it, then you can do that. Also, one really cool idea that Gianna told me about was to use the Rocket notebooks. They are like, you can buy them on Amazon, and they're reusable notebooks that you can just scan like your paper and you have it in your phone. So it's really good.
Okay, so the Eco Club, we're all working on how this thing called boxed water is better, and it's really, really cool because instead of having to do like tax for water, tap water, you can buy it from like the like Trader Joe's, and it has boxed water, and that's really cool. So that really helps. But something that I've gotta say, it's when I was littler, I never ever wanted to use the cardboard ones because for some reason they tasted different. I don't know why, but I know they did. But they don't. People, they don't. Okay, it's in your head. Drink things from recyclable boxes and not plastics. It's that simple. It's like there is a boxed milk, there can be boxed water. And just by having those, it helps so much. Just by getting something that's in pretty much a sealed tight cardboard box, it helps.
Yes, Elliot. And that actually leads us to our second section. This section might be long, but it's just the other sections will be quite short. But this section is dedicated to talking about how we can make being a student more eco-friendly. So low-waste swaps and tips. This topic was recommended by Isabella Reynoso via Instagram. And so one thing we want to talk about first is paper versus digital. So it's always better to go digital as much as possible because it can save paper. However, one note is that paper is also a more recyclable product, like Elliot said. So it's not a super big deal, but just do as much as you can. And do what feels in your budget as well. Not everyone can afford to go full digital, but some paper hacks are you can sell your old notes, which is really cool. So for example, if you took, let's say you took chemistry and that a year ago, and you're not going to take it again. You don't have any use for your chemistry notes. Well, there's a lot of different websites, and you can even sell it to someone you know, or to a person who you know is taking that chemistry class that year, and you can sell your old notes or let them borrow it, and so that way you're not wasting your paper. You can also repurpose it by using the back of sheets, paper sheets. Yeah, I definitely always, I remember in math class, I would always use like the back of my sheets to just draw, sketch, and sometimes I'll even turn into origami. I know, you can do something like that, and that way it's also fun. And then I also saw on TikTok someone use their old notes to make as wrapping paper. You can use various use of paper for wrapping paper. You don't have to buy like wrapping paper for wrapping paper, if that makes sense. You can use your notes, which is pretty cool. There's also reusable notebooks like Grisha said, which is the Rocketbook notebook. And you can also pick notebooks that are made out of recycled paper like jet pens. Check out jet pens, by the way. And then some digital hacks you can do. If you're going digital versus paper, you can maximize your use of electronics. And then digital notes are also becoming very popular. You can invest in a tablet or a laptop, so you can either type your notes or write your notes on tablet. However, that can get expensive. However, I've heard from a lot of people that helps with organization, neatness, and it's multi-use, so you can use it to draw or Photoshop, etc.
So also for when you have a printer, I know a lot of people are printing out things like for portfolio. I have a lot of friends who are printing out their reflections so that they can like go over it. Try to keep everything you can in your drive. You don't need to print out things unless you absolutely have to. If you do use a printer, you can use those ink cartridges and you can recycle them to a lot of like stores. I know Staples does it, so you can recycle them and they even give you a discount. So you also not only are recycling, you also save money. Also for milk cartons, you can recycle those. They have special like recycling places. Same with how Gianna said you can use, the other day I went to Sprouts and I saw that they have chapsticks that are not made in the plastic tube. They're made in like paper tubes. So it's really cool that like there's lots of things you guys can do. There's lots of options to be eco-friendly to the environment.
The easiest thing you could definitely do is use a reusable water bottle. I mean, you literally can't go wrong. Like Elliot also said, you can, if you are on the go and you just need something, check. I've seen a lot of stores that have boxed water. And I've even seen it in restaurants, especially in California. It's becoming more and more popular, and so you can check out boxed water. And fun fact, if you take a picture of it and post on your Instagram with their hashtag, they will plant a tree, which is super cool. Now, just listing some other quick swaps and hacks, you can use a whiteboard when instead of using paper for scratch paper. So let's say you're in math class and you just need to put 1 + 1. I know that's probably not what you're learning in math class. That way you can just erase it when you're done. Also print on double sides. I always print on double sides. And last one is, for me, is Quizlet is life. You don't need to have flashcards as paper. And honestly, I love Quizlet. It's a study application on your computer or device where you can take it to go with your phone, your computer. Also, they have a lot of like different study tools and formats, which is pretty cool.
For school, use this thing called Brainly, not only to find like answers, but people, like students, give the explanation and they help other students to help with schoolwork. I use it for like studying. Also, with paper, we have resources like Google Docs, Google Slides, and Google.
Yeah, libraries are also good friends when it comes to textbooks, because textbooks can get very expensive, and so you can usually find it at a local library, and you're also limiting the renewal of new products of that same textbook. You can also borrow it from your friends or older cousins for textbooks for the school year. I think with that being said, we're going to move on to our next section, which is what are some actually unsustainable and unethical habits that you might be making? So the first thing I want to talk about is fast fashion. So Angela introduced this to me. Fast fashion is in a lot of brands that most people shop from. Even I shopped from it before I knew what fast fashion is. It's like Forever 21, H&M, just Zara, and so many more.
Yeah, fast fashion is made in a quick way, obviously. So a great way and a great alternative to fast fashion is thrifting. You can find some treasures. My mom likes to call it treasure hunting.
Yeah, I love thrifting. My favorite place to thrift personally is Freestyle Clothing, and that's also a great place to thrift, but there's also many other places you can thrift as well. Also throwing food away. The best solution for this is eating, but we'll get more into other things you can do later. So another thing that is actually, I think a lot of people don't know, is recycling things just in case. So what I mean by this is recycling things just to recycle them. So the thing with recycling is you want to make sure you're recycling the right items, and that's why it's important to be informed. And so you want to make sure if you're recycling something that can't be recycled, then that may mess up the entire recyclable process and be even worse.
Yeah, sorry. Make sure to check with your recycling centers and see what can and cannot be recycled, especially like plastic bags, for example. Plastic bags make like the recycling machines get jammed, and we do not want that. So instead, you can recycle your plastic bags to a local store. They're not doing that right now because of COVID, but when it's all over, you can recycle your bags at the store.
Moving on to section 4, we're gonna talk about school lunches. Yee! Food. Everyone loves food. Yes. So first thing we're gonna talk about, something I want to talk about is Meatless Mondays. So meat Meatless Mondays is a great way to reduce meat consumption and save a lot of resources. By limiting your meat intake, you save a lot of greenhouse gas, save land, and I mean, of course, the life of an animal. But you don't have to go fully vegetarian. Not everyone has to go fully vegetarian. Inquire about implementing Meatless Mondays. So for that lunch or for one meal, you could be saving a lot of materials and resources, like water, for example. Yeah, but just limiting your meat as a student is always great. So now we're gonna talk about some recipes. Let's get
our things that you can get from farmers markets. So anything with vegetables, I always recommend you go to farmers market, because in farmers market you bring your own bags. You don't use plastic bags to bring your food home. So using any kind of vegetables, local ones are always recommended. That just makes your home entire table better. So just go with the vegetables, local ones. A lot of things that I like are salad. Like, salad always doesn't have to be just lettuce. I love to add bell peppers to mine because it makes them taste really good.
So there was a video that I watched once, and it was actually really cool. You might be getting ads about this on YouTube. I found them annoying at first until I learned what it was. So I'm a pescatarian. I don't get you beef-eating people. I only eat fish, but there's actually something called the Impossible Burger or something, or and another company or something, and they've actually created a recipe. I've completely forgotten it for no exact reason, but they've created a recipe, and it's amazing because it tastes exactly like meat, but is only made from plant matter. Kroger, I'm sure many of you out there have heard of him. He was talking about how he still wasn't comfortable switching to a plant meat diet. These people, they created something that can replace many of the farms out there that are completely like boosting climate change by a tenfold.
I'm a pescatarian too, Elliot, and I love the Beyond Burger and the Impossible Burgers. There are so many great alternatives out there, and it's so good. I don't think people realize how good it can be. And yeah, my mom, she also tries to limit her meat as much as possible by trying some alternatives. And
you know, you have to eat your food with a fork, a spoon, with utensils. So I want to ask you to please limit the amount of plastic utensils that you use. Packing your own utensils, your own metal utensils.
Yeah, my mom, she always keeps like a bamboo spoon, fork, and chopsticks in her like purse, and it comes to be very like handy. But that actually reminded me, I'm gonna skip around here, but attention all boba lovers, which is me. So personally, I'm a big fat hypocrite when it comes to plastic. One of my goals as a student is to consume boba in a more eco-friendly way, because I love boba. Yeah, I just love boba. And so what you can do is you can invest in metal or reusable boba straws. I actually purchased some, and they're very good. You can also make boba at home, and by doing this, you have many different recipes as well that you can kind of learn. And it's also pretty fun to make boba. It's like clay, and so it's like you're molding clay. It's pretty fun, and it also helps me train to be a future boba barista someday. It's a career goal, baby. And there's also reusable boba bottles, so you can either purchase these or make these. They're actually pretty easy to make. I haven't made it personally, but I really want to. I've seen some YouTube videos where you just get a mason jar, and when it comes to milk, it's because forced impregnation of cows and all that stuff and resources. You can try all different types of milk, like oat milk. Almond milk uses a lot of water resources, but soy milk as well. I personally love oat milk, especially the vanilla version. So good. Yeah, I and it tastes good in your cereal, and yeah, it's a lot better than cow's milk, personally, in my opinion.
Also, to add on to that, the boba straws are not expensive. A lot of people think that, oh, metal boba straws, that's probably like $50. No, they're not. They're as little as $6, and you can also buy a pack of them, which is $12, for like 5 or 6 of them. So there's like lots.
So I asked T4, and if you bring a reusable boba bottle with a reusable boba straw, they'll give you a discount. Yeah, they'll give you a discount. Pretty cool. So you'll be saving moolah too, and also you're also not using a lot less single-use items, just in that if you drink a lot of boba. Like,
are they still like doing that even though, you know, COVID's around?
Yeah, I asked them yesterday.
That's amazing.
And so that's definitely something you can do. And also compost your food when that waste this. And if you don't need one, don't get a straw. And by composting, you can grow. you can regrow your food. But yeah, compost, you know?
That is now the name of this.
Let's get to composting. So that's going to take us to our next section, section 5, products to invest in. And so you can make swaps to be more live a more sustainable lifestyle. I'm just going to list some: bamboo toothbrushes, reusable notebook, LED lights instead of light bulbs. LED lights are actually more eco-friendly because light bulbs can take a lot of energy. And then also, when the faucet is running, you can use a bucket. For example, if you want to get like a hot shower and you're waiting for the water to get hot, you can put a bucket under and use it to plant your herbs. And then also choose bar soap over bottled soap. And then biggest rule of being eco-friendly is don't purchase something unless you need it.
Another thing that you can invest in are eco-friendly pencils, because the process to make pencils includes deforestation, and the factories where they're made create a lot of pollution. And there's actually some really cool pencils that you can buy. And there's also recycled newspaper pencils and bamboo pencils. There's a lot of options. It'll make you seem like a cool kid.
Dang, that's just too cool for school. Also, look at eco-friendly brands too that you can swap instead of your normal brands. Look at school supplies, like Angela said, made from eco-friendly materials. Oh, also make sure to, if you're investing, invest in a good backpack and a good computer, because you want these things to last. You don't want to keep on buying, and because then that's not that eco-friendly. Or go to the library for supplies, and also you can buy used stuff, which so that way you're not making new products.
Yeah, make sure to buy something secondhand from time to time, because you can save a lot of carbon emissions just from buying secondhand.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to our sixth section. How can we make our school as a whole more eco-friendly? So this relates to teachers, classrooms, and students as well. So we might do a podcast on teachers if this podcast is successful, but teachers, use your remaining coffee for fertilizer and soil. My mom's a teacher, and this is an eco-friendly habit that she has adopted on her own, because when she has leftover coffee from the day, which I'm sure many teachers do, she usually recycles it by putting it into the soil, because coffee can be a natural fertilizer. But then again, coffee is also not that great for the environment because of plantation and the resources. But that's something you can do. You can also vote. Vote for science. Hashtag vote for science. Bill Nye the Science Guy. This is my favorite one of all. Start a club. Does everyone want to help me out with this point. Start an eco club.
Starting a club makes a big difference, like how we're doing right now. Our club used to be super small last year. We just used to like sit and talk about it, but now we do a podcast, and this podcast will help others learn about it. And podcasts are also really easy to do. It's not very hard. It does take a little bit of effort, but once you get a hang of it, then it becomes really easy. Also, this podcast will help people. It's not just like doing it for fun. This is helpful for people, so you should always start a club. You might think that it's so hard, so much work. You'll get the hang of it soon. You can have a group of people like how Gianna does. Gianna does such a good job in all of this. She does a lot of extra work just to have this club stay alive.
So yes, start an eco club, start a club, and just start talking about these matters. So in this podcast, we talk, but we've also started fundraisers and had numerous projects. We're also writing letters to the government and trying to change the world every single day. Cheesy, but pretty cool. Also, eco challenges. So something we're trying to do more is encourage eco challenges. So not just within our club, but within our school. We're planning for St. Patrick's Day and Earth Day to have eco challenges, like picking up cigarette butts with gloves, of course, around the street and recycling them properly so they don't contribute to ocean pollution. And this was recommended from our Instagram. Thank you so much, at Luina. So something you can do is compost. That's right, compost. I'm really trying to say compost, but compost. So at school lunches, I notice a lot of times we see perfectly good fruits and vegetables and unfinished food in the trash. This will ultimately end in the landfill. So something easy you can do is eat. But in case you can't do that, or if you have like a banana peel or something, here's how to recycle. So recycling is not just for paper, plastic, and glass, but you can recycle food. And this is composting. Composting can help it then decompose and rejuvenate into the soil and help plant more food. It can act as a natural fertilizer for new foods to plant. And it also helps if you have a gardening hobby. Something we want to do once we get back onto campus is start a garden and hopefully a compost bin as well. By doing so, by composting your food, you're also reducing methane, which is 2 times greater than CO2, and you're cutting down a lot of the waste you get in school lunches.
Okay, so I'm screaming in the chat, I have personal story, want to go. Okay, two schools ago, well, like the first school that I had, in fourth grade it was, I went onto an overnight field trip, and it was amazing because overnight field trips, I went on my first overnight field trip in fourth grade. Enough about me, this was about the overnight field trip's garden. It was this place called Camp Coloma, and they had a garden. All of the food that they gave us was from their very own garden, and if it couldn't be grown from a garden, then they just bought it from outside, so that sucks. But the point is, their garden was amazing because it had a compost bin. If you don't know what a compost bin is, what happens is you put I find this part very disgusting because it has to do with worms. Yes, worms. You put worms in soil, and worms are like the masters of decomposition. And they had the worms decomposed everything, and everything that the worms couldn't decompose that the kids didn't eat was fed to the pigs.
Yes. Yeah, and Xavier says, yo, I went to Coloma too in fourth grade. Yee, Coloma. Yeah, okay. Now, moving on to section 7, this is going to just be a quick section that I'm going to talk about is apps you can get for technology just as a student and some hacks. So Quizlet, love Quizlet. It's a major help if you need to study, and it has a lot of good quiz applications and resources on that app, so definitely check it out. It's more than just flashcards, it's so much more. But also, you also use Google Suites, so for essays, for slideshows, for Google Sheets to keep organized. Thank you so much, Mr. Bay, for introducing all of us to Google Suites, or thank you to technology teachers in general. Also, quizzes is another study application. You can also have an online planner, and National Geographic is also a great source for just learning in general. I always love to learn, and so I always just love reading different articles. Some note-taking apps are that I like is OneNote along with Google Drive, because you can either type or write. And also, if you're drawing, you can use MetaBang on your computer or on your iPad or on your phone. And then Forest is a self-timer for work. It blacklists certain apps on your computer so you can stay on top of your schoolwork. For example, can blacklist Netflix so you can't get on Netflix for like 30 minutes while you're working on your test or something. And then also Ratatype, or another one's called Kiki, which helps you practice your typing, because obviously it's always better, because technology is the future, so it's good to be proficient at typing. And Angela can definitely talk about this. Yes, Elliot, typing club too. Yeah, Angela is like the queen of typing. She can type like 90 words per minute with 100% accuracy. Ah, so good. Also, you can get extensions like Grammarly and Momentum, Google Hangouts, and yeah, that's all I have to say for that. Sorry, that was a lot. Now I think we're going to move into our final section, which is random tips. So what are just some final tips we want to give? This is just bringing it to the end. So who wants to jump off?
There's like the main tip is just choose paper over plastic, whether it's milk cartons, paper bags at the grocery store, anywhere you can do it, switch to paper over plastic. It's a lot easier. Also, recycling will really help. Just recycle whatever you can. Make sure that you're recycling something that is recyclable, because I know a lot of people recycle some kinds of milk cartons, and some of those are not recyclable, so make sure you're recycling the correct kind. And always recycle your printer cartridges to stores, because that will help you a lot.
So my tip is actually really simple and kind of vague, I'll admit. So just be creative. That's literally all there is to it. Me and my mom on a hike, we literally found a tire bin right by the trash can. It was responsible for someone to put it by the trash can. I mean, we couldn't leave it there. We wanted it. So we took it, and we're actually gonna use a tire that could have been there for who knows how long into a gardening bin. Yes, you heard me right. We're turning something that's supposedly rubber, one of the most harmful materials to the environment, into something that could actually really help. So just by doing something as simple as that, you can reduce litter. Yes, that tiny percent, but you're still helping. And if people keep thinking it's only going to be a tiny percent, it's no one's going to help. So if you help, then someone else might do the same. Someone else might do the same. Someone else might do the same, and over and over, and multiplying by those
people. Yes, creativity is a really, like a really big part of this, Elliot. You're right. I wanted to talk about that maybe you can set a day and go out with your friends, and when it's possible, and plan a day to collect trash with your friends in parks or safe places that are full of trash. Like if you want to go and do the cigarette butt challenge, that's definitely an option. And I wanted to talk about an app really quick. It's this app. If you want to play a game and relax, it's called Save the Earth.
Speaking of apps, another app is Ecosia too, which is a search engine, except unlike Google, Ecosia plants trees, which is really cool. I've downloaded it on my phone and it's really fun. And it's also nice to see your progress while, because it's like You get to see that you're planting trees around the world, which is so dope. Okay.
I also have to add on to, I know a lot of people got pets during lockdown and all of that. Especially buying dog food. A lot of dog foods come in plastic bags. You can find dog foods that come in paper bags, and they're actually a lot healthier. They have like...
Yeah, and also declutter and inventory what you have. And school supplies, you could get refillable pens. So refills, which are awesome. So that way you don't have to keep on buying more and more pens. And you don't have just a bunch of like empty pens laying around. You can get refills. You can buy used books. And always double side. Digital flashcards like Quizlet. Ah, love Quizlet. Quick coffee, vote. You can use a whiteboard as a checklist or for math problems. Reusable notebooks, the Rocketbook notebook, ha ha ha, or notebooks. Resell your books or re-gift.
I just want to say that you guys are students, or who knows, possibly older. And you guys teach your parents, because this could just be me, but my parents, like my sister, like drinks milk and stuff, and she likes to use... straws, plastic straws, and those are the only kind of straws that we have. And then I keep telling my dad, like, can you get metal straws? And I'm trying to teach him that I'm in the Eco Club. If I'm not helping this myself, then it's not like anyone else is going to do it. So teach your parents. They don't really know about, you know, all of these problems.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, just teach people around you. And also, you want to make sure what you're projecting is also something you're doing. That's definitely something I try to do. I try to teach my family members about how to be a little bit more eco-friendly. And yeah. So I think with that being said, we're going to end our podcast. Check out our Instagram page at NCSMS Eco Club. And thank you so much for tuning into this Eco Talk podcast. Maybelle, take it away.
And remember to stay in school and stop using fossil fuels. And that knowledge is power, needed especially in Earth's darkest hour. Amen.
Yes.